Welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today on the show, Tony, you have written a sketch, Big Nell's Petting Zoo. We know Big Nell is one of Lower Heights' greatest entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurialism is where it's at. What's this sketch about?
Her latest scam is to lure families off the road to sign up their children for her petting zoo. And maybe there should be laws against it, except in Arkansas.
Everything goes in Arkansas. Remember, listener, there is an implicit question in today's episode. And if you think you know what it is, call or teletext. And if you have it right, you may win a valuable prize.
We here at Men in Charge are eager to shill for any business willing to buy airtime. So today's sponsor is Big Nell, former ex-felon and friend of the show, and her family-friendly petting zoo and child labor ranch, just 150 miles down any number of dirt tracks southwest of Lower Heights.
That'll do, announcer. So listen up, all you exhausted parents and grandparents. When you've just had it with the clutter and noise of child rearing, don't your kids need to be dragged out of the house to some rural hideaway where they can run around in the dirt? You bet they do. Now, I just forced a nice young couple off the road with my truck so that they could help me record this promo.
Just give us back the car keys, Big Nell.
Now you be quiet till I ask you a question, okay? Do your kids like animals?
Yes. We love animals!
See? Your kids love animals. That's why they'll love Big Nell's family-friendly petting zoo and child labor ranch.
Child labor? I suppose that's not bad per se, but what kind of child labor?
Let's focus on the petting zoo part first, okay? We've got this beautiful new baby goat.
We love baby goats!
And we're fattening her up for... Well, also we've got a zebra. Actually, I've got an order in for a zebra.
Tell us more about the child labor.
Sure, but we also got foxes and badgers.
And wolverines, too?
Yes, wolverines, too. And they've got their own corral.
Wolverines aside, what's the hourly rate for the child labor?
I guess that depends upon your kid's skill set. There's feeding the predators, cleaning the cages, and regular ranch work too, like repairing fences, filling in wolverine tunnels, following the combine, and hoisting up the hay bales. Anyway, the wages will easily cover the cost of admission.
What about the health benefits?
And is there a signing bonus?
Whoa, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves here. My petting zoo child labor scam is just a way for kids to work out in the sun for several hours a day. As J.D. Vance says, parents want options when they're raising kids.
Yeah, well, let's check out the options up the road instead. I saw a sign back a ways for Mean Betsy's Rock Quarry for Children.
And we'll use my car keys to escape. Bye-bye, Big Nell.
Remember, that's Big Nell's family-friendly petting zoo and child labor ranch. Mom and Dad, get some peace and quiet. And it's way cheaper than Disneyland.
Tony, we do have someone who believes they have the implicit question for today. Irina Scotchpole from Redacted. Irina asks, is the question, my family's vet, but a vet for human beings, says that it's okay for me to put my hand in any animal's mouth, and is that true?
Well, the answer to the question is irrelevant. The question, though, is wrong.
By the way, you can put your hand in any animal's mouth, but just be ready for the consequences.
Right. Sometimes you have to pry the jaws open first.
Speaking of prying the jaws open, we need to thank our cast. Ann Porter, Nancy Roth, Steve Lloyd, Sarah O'Hare, and special thanks to the man named Grand Vizier of the Indianapolis disco scene, 1977, Brian Lindsay.